Hi, and welcome to the Quilting Life podcast. I'm Chelsea Stratton from Chelsea Stratton Designs.
And I'm Sherry McConnell from The Quilting Life.
And today's episode, Monday, October 24th, is really going to be a fun one. I'm excited about it. We're kind of going to be able to dive into some past memories. I think Billy and I are kind of excited about that. So,
oh yeah, and this episode almost didn't happen with this topic. Oh. You should have seen our text chain last night.
You should have seen the group chat last night. We were bouncing back and forth. I think Mom was like wary about this episode, and Billy and I were like, let's do this. So it's going to be interesting. We'll see what everyone thinks. We'll
see where it goes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Possibilities are endless. We will see where it goes. Okay, so once again, I just want to say that this podcast episode is sponsored by Cozy Earth. I know how important good sleep is for all of us, and there's some awesome features about these sheets that Cozy Earth sent us, and I just absolutely love mine. So Mom is going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we are loving ours as well. Cozy Earth sheets are softer than cotton. They are temperature regulating. It is wonderful as the temperature changes that you can still feel cool, and just have absolutely loved that feature. Cozy Earth has been featured as one of Oprah's favorite things for 4 years in a row, and they have this fantastic 100-night sleep test where you can actually send them back if you're not satisfied after 100 nights for a full refund. And what's even better is that we have a discount code for you. Use the code AQUILTINGLIFE for 35% off site-wide. And they do have other products other than sheets, loungewear, pajamas. And
I'm going to run and get me some jammies, you guys. Yes,
we have been actually just loving the product.
Okay, so Mom actually has the quilts today. And I was really excited because I did some photography for you when you made this quilt at the old house. So yes. Kind of bringing back some memories.
Yes, this is Maple Sky. A couple weeks ago when I had quilts, I had two other fall quilts, but I think we popped up a picture of this one, and yeah, I got lots of feedback on this one, and it is still one of my all-time favorite fall quilts with used just a whole variety of fig tree fabrics, and the backing is actually strips of even some really old fig tree collections, and it has a scrappy binding, and just one of my really favorites. There's a mini version of this as well. And then on the table, this is another quilt that I get out every fall. It's from my Home and Hearth book, and it's Backyard Blooms with Vanessa's
Folktale.
Once again, Chelsea shared a Folktale quilt last week. But yeah, this collection, and we both have quilts in it, it just feels like fall to me. But yes, the pattern for this one is in my Home and Hearth book.
We both really do have a lot of quilts in this collection.
Yeah. Yeah. Love this.
I'm just now noticing.
Hey, I just thought of this. You know, that they've been sharing some new collections. What are your favorites?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I absolutely love Vanessa Gertzen's new Christmas line.
Yes.
It is super cute.
And is it Christmas Eve? Because her last one was Christmas morning,
yes,
right?
Christmas Eve, and previous she had Christmas morning. And one of the reasons Christmas Morning is actually the cover quilt on our book,
right?
Home for the Holidays.
Yes.
And we do quite a few, we have quite a few collection projects in that collection in the book. So yeah. I really, really love that she did a sister collection to that. And I also really, really love Sunnyside by Thimble Blossoms. And yes. One of the reasons why is so Camille's. Her mom isn't designing with her anymore.
She's retired now.
She's retired. And they had so many fun collections, but you can kind of see a shift in Camille's, the colors she's choosing to design with. And I kind of love this season for her.
Yeah.
I love that she's shifting into new colors and things like that. Mm. And I just really like Sunnyside. I think it's really pretty.
I love
pretty.
It.
I love Sunnyside.
Collection.
I'm ordering it.
Yes. Yeah.
So those are a couple that I really, really like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, or did I name the two that were your favorite?
Those are the two I love.
Yeah. Those are the two that I really, really want.
And Vanessa has a really cool panel with this collection. Just love those panels. They're so easy just to have an all-over quilting pattern put on it. And I know I'm going to be ordering one of those panels. So
yeah. And if you have a minute, if you're on Instagram, please go check out Vanessa's Instagram, because she tagged the photographer that did the photography. And I went and looked on the photographer's Instagram page. They did an entire photo shoot in this cute house. Vanessa's like in pajamas. Like it's really cute. Like they did a really, really good job of it. And it really, really inspired me that she went all out for this Christmas collection.
Well, and I should mention Vanessa is on the cover of the latest catalog. So that was, what a fun reason to do a fun photo shoot.
Yes. And it was really cool for her photographer too to say, oh my goodness, this is a big deal. This is really cool. So one of my favorite people, I hyped her quite a bit, messaged her and talked about her cover, and I was really, really happy for her.
Yeah. Wait, like she herself is on the cover,
Of the most recent Moda catalog. Mm. Yeah. Yes, they've been highlighting different designers for the past several catalogs.
Yeah,
So it was Vanessa's turn, and
I really love that they're doing that, because it used to just be fabrics on the cover of a catalog, and to actually see the designers who are designing the fabrics is really cool, because so much work goes into it. Right. And they have even a spread inside the catalog where you can kind of read about that designer and the inspiration. So her family, her kids are in there,
featured in there.
Yeah. It's really awesome. Those are the two collections that really stood out to me and kind of have me more excited for fall now that I saw those.
Yes,
so
there's
a lot of cool holiday collections. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Great catalog.
So with this episode coming out on the 24th of October, I know you guys aren't going to Quilt Market this year, but is it currently going? Did it just finish?
No, it's almost
over Halloween weekend.
Oh, okay. So it'll be next week.
Yeah.
Then. Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of a struggle for so many women not wanting to leave their children and grandchildren over Halloween. So it has happened in the past, and those markets have typically been less well attended because of falling on Halloween. And I know there have been a lot of behind the scenes pushes to try to
get it off of
that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. And we really, really wish we were at market. We don't have a collection to share at market. Right. Market is so fun, and Moda just does such a wonderful job, and we're kind of sad to miss their first time back.
Yeah.
But it falls on my oldest daughter's birthday and Halloween. So it would have been kind of hard for her to see her mom gone. So I feel staying home.
Yes. I feel like we have just kind of a no holds barred. We will be at spring market no matter what. So, as long as they have it, we will be there. So,
yeah, we're waiting for that announcement on the dates, hopefully soon. Yes. Yeah. So, cool.
And then also by now, as we mentioned in the last episode, now me and Chelsea don't know because we're recording this the same day as the last episode, but we will know by this time if my team even played Chelsea's and who's won if they did.
So. Absolutely.
Right now, we're still friendly.
Yeah, we're friendly. There's no tension in the air between us, but...
Next week could be different.
Soon.
Yes. And the Home for the Holidays Sew Along is in full swing.
Yeah.
So make sure you watch for those videos on Wednesdays.
Yep. So it'll be the third... By when this comes out, the third video will be out this Wednesday.
Will be out this week, yes. And those PDFs are free. You do need the book to sew along, but you can get the PDF.
Grab a PDF. Your local quilt shop might be carrying books. It is going to be so much fun.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we hope everyone's enjoying the videos.
Okay. And now for this week's topic.
I guess I'll introduce it. Yes. Because
this came from Billy, so I just want to put that out there.
Okay. Okay, so
I'm excited.
This is what happened. Basically, I've been trying to help out with the outlines and come up with... obviously, if my mom gets emails or questions, she can send me those and then I can help make an outline. Well, in trying to prepare for this episode, I looked at the calendar and I was like, well, Halloween will be 1 week away, and I just assumed, based on what I've seen from other quilting YouTube channels, from websites, from fabrics. Like you got the Fat Quarter Shop spooky box, right? And there was the Halloween fabric in there. I assumed that Halloween and that there's a market for Halloween fabric. You guys talk about fall fabric. I assume there's just sort of like this market for Halloween within quilters. Am I right or wrong in believing that?
Yeah, isn't there a new Halloween collection that just debuted as well in the new catalog?
Yes.
Whose was that? It's super cute.
It is Urban Chicks.
Okay.
Owl-a-ween.
Owl-a-ween.
Owls.
Yeah.
Owl.
Like an owl?
Yes. Yeah. Owl-a-ween. And it's kind of a sister. It is a sister collection to Kitty Corn.
And Sweetfire Road has a Halloween collection Sweetfire
Road.
Really cute. And I don't even like Halloween collections.
Yeah. She did such an amazing job. And she's so cute. She has a log cabin quilt in her new collection that I was like, oh, I love log cabins. So it's very, very cute.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, so okay. I was correct in assuming that. Then.
Yes.
Okay, so first, I came up with some different questions, and we're also going to veer off a little bit from quilting and get more into sewing, because my mom has a rich history of costume making, because she's had four kids, and she, before you ever were a quilter, seamstress.
You're triggering her.
There you go. I mean, that's what you do. And I know it's different, but it's still sewing. And so I just started thinking about these different things. Well, my mom was busy yesterday when I first said, hey, I emailed you guys the outlines and sort of gave them an overview of what the topic was about. And then my mom texted back last night, I don't really want to do that because...
I was gone.
I don't like Halloween.
Yeah. I missed a whole bunch of stuff, and Billy had even emailed an outline, and I was not at home, and I got home and looked at my phone and I just panicked. I said to my husband, oh, I am not doing this.
I could imagine the dread on your face.
So
but after
it surprised me.
Well, after talking it out, yeah. I said, okay, well, and I guess I didn't even know that you didn't really like Halloween.
Yeah.
I just sort of assumed that if you spent all that time making all those costumes, you must have liked it.
No, I love my kids, and you guys needed...
Which is a true testament of that, because I was just as shocked as Billy. I thought the same thing. I thought, well, wait a minute. We went trick-or-treating every year. Yeah. Mom was out with us.
We decorated.
We decorated. Yeah. Yeah. We had candy corn.
Yes.
We watched scary movies.
Oh,
what is
going
on? I do
love candy corn.
Yeah, she does. She loves candy corn. And it was kind of like this revelation, like, wow, did we ever ask Mom if she liked Halloween?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 36 years old, and I just figured that out last night.
No, well, and when we moved out here, we had a next-door neighbor. Remember how much Laurie loved Halloween?
Oh,
she
loved it.
Decorated to the max, and
yeah.
So, but yes, I sewed a lot of costumes. I started. I mean, I worked at Cloth World in the 80s and sewed clothing, so it was a natural thing when Billy was 3 years old and was in love with Ninja Turtles. It was just a natural thing that I was going to make him this costume, and my mother-in-law was not happy. She was like not happy that I spent $50 on the fabric.
Why?
And that I spent all this time. She was like, you're wasting
then,
your time. That
was different.
Was a lot.
That was a lot of money back
then.
The late
80s, early 90s. Yeah.
So I guess I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah. And I spent a lot of time making that, you know, it had the stuffed shell and the half shell, I guess, and the armbands and knee bands and bandana. And
I'll have a picture up of it because we definitely want to talk about this.
Yes. So that was quite a bit of work. You know what was even almost harder than that was the Spider-Man costume, because I had to draw those web lines on with a Sharpie and try to get them.
Okay. So here is the thing, you guys. For years, that Spider-Man costume, I had no idea she made it. It was that good. It literally fit like a glove. And all I can remember is we had a two-story house, and Billy would balance on the stair rail and ride the stair. Like, he would get on top of the stair rail and, like, be Spider-Man in this costume year round. Like,
yeah.
It was
like, yeah, I could go put it on whenever I wanted.
Yeah, but he wanted it. He wore it all the time. Yeah. And it's one of my very faint recollections of the house that we lived in. I was really little, but we did. We had all these costumes,
yeah.
And Mom made them all, and I just never really thought how much work it was.
Yeah, other memorable costumes were, Billy was Batman. I did witch costumes.
Okay, Dorothy, hear me out, though.
From The Wizard of Oz.
Am I your favorite child because I was a witch for like 7 years?
Well, yeah, because we had two different sizes of witch costumes, so I kept making you wear that one.
Yeah, and she had this broom and everything. It was crazy. And I just wanted to be a witch every year.
Yeah.
But you did the Dorothy costume, and then my daughter wore the Dorothy costume.
Yeah, and Glenda, the good witch.
Glenda, the good witch.
Yeah.
She actually made that for a school play. I was Glenda.
Yeah.
And it was all out. And Mom made this beautiful, beautiful, pink. I still have it.
Yeah.
And then I wore it for Halloween. So it was perfect.
And then I, who was the female lead in Titanic?
I made
that for Candace.
Was Rose.
Yes.
Rose,
I made a Rose.
Whoa.
Kate Winslet was the actress.
Yes. Kate Winslet.
Yeah. Made one of those.
She made an Esmeralda.
Yeah.
From The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Frozen, I did for Ashton.
Frozen for my daughter. And then her cousin wore it.
Yeah.
And then Jasmine.
Oh, that one I bought from the Disney store.
Bought from the Disney
Jasmine
store.
Jasmine I bought from the Disney
Jasmine
store.
Jasmine was still a good one, though, you guys. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a lot of costumes that you made.
So, it's a lot.
Was the Ninja Turtle one the most difficult and time consuming one to make? Or do you remember?
Probably most time consuming, yeah. Yeah.
Billy was not only a Ninja Turtle, he was a ninja too. Did we bring that up?
I did a ninja costume too.
Yeah, a ninja costume. Yeah.
Oh, and I did a Harry Potter for Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys.
So after this, we're going to be going to a scrapbook, and I'm going to be taking a lot of pictures to show these because that's really what got me thinking about it is that, I mean, that's a lot of sewing. That's a lot of, you had to find. I mean, you just went to fabric store and got that fabric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know there's costume patterns and everything, right? That you had to put that together. But I mean, that's a lot of work and a lot of time. And then to find out you're not even that much of a Halloween fan.
Well,
and I said, you know, that's fine. Like, if you're not, I think you should, you know, give your perspective on, I made the costumes because I love my kids, but I'm not a big, like a big Halloween fanatic.
Yeah, no, and I think once the grandchildren came along, you know, I made that one for Ashton, and I remember thinking, oh, maybe I should make costumes for all the grandchildren, and then I thought, no. I'd rather make quilts.
I did my duty.
So.
Well, now let me ask you this then. Setting the Halloween aesthetic aside, do you enjoy being a seamstress? Do you enjoy making clothing? Or when you were younger, was it still like, oh my goodness, why am I doing this? Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I'm curious.
It's more work, I believe. You know, because I did wedding sewing too. I did bridesmaids dresses and wedding dresses. And Billy's kindergarten teacher actually got married right while you were in kindergarten?
When I was... Or maybe when you were in first grade.
Yeah.
As well, and she had a different name.
Yeah, so she had purchased this bridesmaid dress, and I had to size it down to fit a 4-year-old girl
to be the flower girl.
And that was one of the most difficult things I ever did, was that project that I did for her. But yeah, that's a lot of work. I don't really enjoy clothing sewing anymore because it's so much work.
You did homecoming dresses. You did my baby blessing dresses, my prom dress, and they were good dresses. They were amazing.
Yeah, once I became a quilter, that kind of wore off. I feel like.
Well, now Ashton is going to take that over. You guys, I think we mentioned this before. She wants one of those body stands.
She told
me. For Christmas. That's all she wants. And I found this designer on Instagram, and she's a clothing designer and has her own patterns. And Ashton just asks me all the time, did she post a new video? Did she post a new video? And she's doing matching Halloween costumes for, well, her and her best friend. She's going as Aurora and her friend is going as Maleficent. And part four was just released today. And Ashton was like, I have to watch it. It's very cool. So she wants to be a fashion designer, but
yeah,
we'll see.
But yeah, Billy has a whole list of Halloween topics. For
yeah. I mean, we could talk about this for 2 hours. It was extensive. So yeah. I just am going to throw this out there that Billy loves Halloween. Well, we're just going to say.
I guess I do. Yeah, I guess. but I'm not a dress up person, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Not anymore.
As an adult, I don't do that at all. But I like the,
yeah.
I guess, the Halloween vibe.
Yeah.
If I had to.
But Isabel is.
Oh yeah, she likes to dress up. Yeah,
she likes. Mm-hmm. She's done some really cute costumes for her nephew and for herself.
Billy's fiance is like amazing at it. She's always got the dress up days covered and everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. So she likes that. So I mean, I've always, my grandparents where they live, I always make sure that they have candy, and my grandpa's always like, no one comes here. I'm like, you need to have something just in case.
Yeah, just set it out.
You know, and like, he turns the lights off and he's like, well, no, come. I'm like, no, turn the lights on. Just, you never know. And I get it. They don't get a lot of people from where they're at, but
that's
me.
Yeah, I do have to say my most memorable Halloween was getting Halloween candy from Wayne Newton. Oh. So,
what?
Yeah, Wayne used to stand out at his Casa de Shenandoah home. He stood outside of the gates and he passed out Halloween candy himself, and he gave full-size candy bars. And my husband and I both grew up my husband down the street from him and me just a few miles away, but there weren't that many houses in between. So my parents would always take us to Wayne's house on Halloween, and he was there.
We're going to Wayne's, okay?
So I think it's a museum now, though, or something.
He well, doesn't, is right?
It? Something it's, happened.
He had to sell it.
He sold it. Okay.
Yeah. It's they actually even took down the Casa de Shenandoah sign down. Yeah, someone else owns it. But
wow.
Yeah. But no, that I didn't I do remember you telling us that when I was younger, that you used to go trick-or-treating at Wayne Newton's house.
Yeah.
And
Mom, you've met a bunch of famous people.
So, a few.
So, well, before we get into some more rapid-fire questions, let me ask, we can steer it back a little bit to quilting.
Okay.
You do have some quilting decor, quilted decor projects. Do you have any favorites that you want to talk about?
Yes. In fact, I pulled this quilt out right before we started this episode, and I'm actually going to hang it on the wall in my office for the rest of October. I got this pattern. There used to be a shop in St. George. I can't even remember what it was called, but the owner, her first name was Dana, and I believe she designed fabric for a while for one of the other fabric companies. And anyway, she had a really cute little house that was a quilt shop back in the day, when you were in high school or something.
Probably been there.
Yeah. And she had all of these really fun machine applique quilts. And I did this Halloween one. I bought the book and the fabric at her shop, and it really turned out really cute. Andrea from The Christmas Goose did the custom quilting on it back then, and it's really a fun Halloween quilt. So
yeah.
And I have a couple.
It brought back some memories.
Yeah, I have a couple Halloween table runners. And do you guys remember that stuffed pumpkin I used?
That was in my head.
Yeah. Okay,
the stuffed pumpkin.
I think I finally got rid of Mr. Stuffed Pumpkin, but I bought him in California when we lived there before you were even born.
Mom, you bought him somebody, and you threw him away?
Somebody made those, and they came. I worked in City Hall down in California, Southern California in LA County, and some relative of one of the other secretaries or something was selling those, and I had that thing for like 30 years.
Yeah, you did. So, and I can't believe you didn't hang on for 30 more.
Yeah. It was cute with a hat.
Yes, it was.
I think I finally
ditched him. Would have loved it. Probably during the move, right?
I might have asked you if you wanted him and you said no.
Yep, that's me. I don't want extra stuff, and then she's always sending extra stuff home with my kids.
Yeah, unless I gave it to Candace, I'll have to ask her.
Pumpkin. Maybe she has. But,
yeah.
The mystery of Mr. Pumpkin.
Yeah. But I have a couple Halloween table runners, and I do like that collection by Holly, the Halloween, the Kitty Corn. I like that group.
Anything vintagey that's vintage, like, yeah. does not have lime green in it, or like bright, bright purple crayon color.
Yeah.
I'm okay with. She does a really good job at vintage.
Yeah.
See, I'm just so like, let's go to Home Goods and get some pumpkins and get stuff like that. But Holly, actually, speaking of Holly, she does macrame, mm-hmm. and she did macrame pumpkin covers. And I bought some. And so I have some cute little pumpkins from Target and whatever. And then I threw those over the pumpkins. And yeah.
No, I like fall, yes. but not always Halloween.
See, same here.
Give me all the pumpkins and all the maple leaves and
yeah,
but not the scary witches and the skeletons.
It would scare my daughter.
Spiders.
She wouldn't get out of the car this morning because of that.
Oh.
Someone has hanging skeletons from their trees.
Did you see that house by the elementary school?
No.
Oh, you have to drive by the elementary school. There is a house that has full-on 20-foot tall different.
Someone has a 20-foot tall skeleton.
They have multiple things at this house.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harper wouldn't get out of the truck this morning. I was yelling at her. I'm like, get the buses right there. You have to go to school. She's like, I can't do it. It's staring at me. And so we had a little bit of a moment this morning when I was dropping them off at the bus. But
okay, so you want to
So let's rapid fire.
Well, yeah. Well, one thing I'm going to say about that quilt, though, is that you haven't put it out, I guess, since it's been a while, right? That
Let's Halloween be honest. Quilt.
Yeah, I used to put it out at our old house. I don't think I've put it out here yet. So. Yeah,
and then when you showed me, I remembered it. And obviously, the picture will have already been popped up when you were talking about it. But I was just thinking, I'm like, well, I think people will probably like that quilt. If you're into Halloween.
I kind of like it, actually, it's fine.
I think it'll be
good. See, Mom, you wouldn't have gotten that out if it weren't for Billy today.
Yes.
Do you have any quilted Halloween stuff that you've made, Chelsea? Or you're just... Because you're sort of not a big Halloween junkie either, though.
I am not.
Okay.
I am not. I have just orange and black and gray and cream quilts.
I have a Halloween table runner if you want it.
Mother.
Okay.
Another
does
reason.
Does it have the words, is it campy? Like, does it have like Halloween like on the fabric?
I'll show you after.
I'm more like a Sweetwater fan.
Okay.
Let's be like Sweetwater and just do orange and blacks and creams.
Yeah.
But another reason you might not like Halloween is projects because you don't like purple, right, Mom?
I don't love that.
That can some be
vivid purple. I love the orchid in our Seashore Drive.
Yeah,
but I don't love.
But not mixed with Halloween stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
Billy. I see. He's taking notes. we're in therapy.
Just trying to get it all out there. All right. So just a few fun random Halloween questions
I'm
for you guys.
Excited.
So why don't we start, since we've talked about costumes, your personal favorite costume that you ever wore as a kid or as an adult, even though I don't think either of you have really worn costumes as an adult. Why don't we start with Mom? Do you have a favorite one from your childhood that you can remember?
Wow. I remember being at some friend's house when I was little and I didn't have a costume and we were going trick-or-treating with their kids and they made me into a little hobo. It was really, that's my favorite picture, but
Oh my goodness. I know that picture.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah. So my mom made me a square dancing dress one time for a costume, but I didn't even know that was a thing. Probably my favorite one. I actually made it in high school. I made a poodle skirt.
Oh, you made it yourself?
I made it myself. Yeah, that was probably my
favorite one.
Yeah.
All right, Chelsea.
I think you guys might have worn it.
We Candace did. Yeah.
Okay.
I did not.
I saved it.
Candace went with that. Yeah, 1 year.
It was 50s.
Yeah, appliqué had an actual poodle on it.
Yeah,
I remember it.
Yeah.
Mine, hands down, is Dorothy, because I was obsessed with that movie and I watched it with my great grandma every time that I stayed with her. I also was very big into stuffed animals at the time. I had like 50 on my bed.
Yeah.
And sorry, Mom. And I had a little dog in a basket, but Mom found me red, yeah, sparkly shoes.
At Target.
At Target.
Of all places.
To wear with the costume, and I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, mine was 100% that Ninja Turtle costume. But okay. But that was the great thing about the costumes you made me, and maybe that's why I like Halloween now, is because I would use it more. I would want to wear it as often as I could. I think you had to hide it from me.
Yes, because we did. I'd be like, take all right, it away.
I'm back from school. Okay, it's time to go put my Ninja Turtle costume on. Exactly. Go in the backyard and make my little sisters be the Foot Clan, and I can, you know, beat them up a little bit. Like, exactly. That was my childhood.
I blocked these memories out of my brain. I'm remembering this now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, that. But my, yeah, my mom, the Spider-Man. I could be Spider-Man. I could be a Ninja Turtle. It could be whatever. You know.
This
so
is so yeah. great.
There was some good stuff. Batman, like you mentioned as yeah. well. I remember the Batman costume was harder. There was a lot of parts to it, so it wasn't as easy to put on.
Yeah, and I feel like I didn't have the right interfacing to make the ear part and the head part yeah. stand up straight yeah, yeah. enough. Yeah. Right.
But it worked.
But, yeah.
Okay, so the next one that I'm going to ask you is, do you have a favorite scary movie or a favorite Halloween movie, if you had to pick one?
So it's so funny that you mentioned The Watcher in the Woods, because
she's stealing my thunder.
My mom took all of my friends and I to go see that original movie from like my 10th birthday or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So.
And so what is it?
A Watcher in the Woods.
Okay.
So this is like an old movie. Yeah. And here's what's funny about this. So if you're going to ask me what my favorite movie is, I really love Phantom of the Megaplex. I really these are all Disney movies. I really love Hocus Pocus. That's what I grew up watching, was all these Disney movies. But one year, my friend and I always got together for Halloween when we got into high school and we weren't like trick-or-treating anymore.
Taryn, right?
Taryn.
Yes, that's right.
So Taryn says, Chelsea, you're in charge of the movie. And I asked Mom, what's like a scary Halloween movie? And she's like, oh, Watcher in the Woods. So we go down to downtown Overton, and there used to be a VHS store. an old video store. Yes. And this cute old woman ran it. And guess what they had, guys? Watcher in the Woods on VHS. We picked up that movie. We went back to my friend's house. And we watched it and we were actually terrified. We laughed and were scared the entire time. And this is what's great about it. It is still an inside joke of ours. And then they remade the movie a couple years ago.
Oh, they did.
They did. And lo and behold, my friend texts me, you're not going to believe this, Chelsea. They remade Watcher in the Woods. And I'm like, thanks to my mom, we have all now been blessed with this movie. But it's just a funny memory of mine because... it just is. But yeah. And Hocus Pocus 2 is out, you guys, on Disney Plus. So just FYI.
Okay, Billy. So what's yours?
Well, I hate scary movies. That's same. The one thing. Yeah. I'm good with the Halloween environment, but I don't like scary
what
movies.
What was the scary movie that you went to as a teenager and slept on the floor in our room?
I know what it is. Here's the thing. I want to make a note really quick.
I was
going to
bring that up. Yeah.
I don't like scary movies either. So I like happy, fun Halloween movies.
I don't think anyone in our family really likes them.
They make me very, very scared. I still to this day can't watch scary movies. But Billy went to this movie and did sleep with the lights on.
Would you care to share? In our room on the floor.
As a high schooler,
yeah,
I got so scared. I was like, I'm not okay. The movie was The Ring, and if anyone's seen it, a girl comes out of a television. Well, in my room at the time, there was this old TV in the room, and I think I had, I can't remember what was in
Do
there.
Do we have just like a video game thing?
Yeah,
set
I think
up
I
that?
Had an old Sega Genesis on it, and that was all. I didn't have, you know, I didn't have access to TV. It was just for that, but it was right in front of my bed. So I go and see this movie I didn't want to see. My friends talk me into it. I go home as a teenager, think I'm all tough and cool. And I lay in my bedroom. I'm like, nope, I'm not sleeping here. I'm not sleeping in front of this TV. And so I was dumb though, because I told my friend, thinking, you know, one of my friends who went, like, hey, I was so scared last night that I ended up going to sleep in my parents' room. Because I have a TV right in front, and That was a big mistake.
He probably told the whole school.
Because all it took was him to tell one other person before he knew it, I was getting made fun of.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, Billy, I hear you went and slept in your parents' room. And I was like, holy cow, the whole school knows this now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but so I'm not really a big scare movie guy. Yeah. All right. If you could only keep one piece of candy on Earth for the rest of your lives, what would it be?
The rest of candy goes away. Halloween candy.
Okay.
But all candy's Halloween candy.
I like those dark sea salt caramels from Costco that come in the round. I actually found out about them at Market for the first time.
You did, yeah.
Remember Moda had them behind the curtain?
Oh, guys.
And we were near Bonnie and Camille.
Yes.
And somebody said, hey, there's treats behind the curtain. And it was this.
Yeah.
Amazing candy from Costco.
And I just have to note really quick.
I guess that's not really, that's more.
Yeah, Mom. That's.
That's not like a name brand candy
bar.
It's
a luxury candy.
That's a luxury candy. I eat one a day.
Okay.
I have a jar and I just like let myself eat one a day.
One a day.
Oh my goodness.
No, but we can count it. Halloween candy, Reese's peanut butter cups all the way. From the time I was a child, that's what I wanted to see in my trick or treat bag.
Okay. Yeah, but it has to be the tiny, individually wrapped ones.
Oh,
those taste different. Those taste better because you could eat like 30 of them.
Yeah.
Well,
and candy corn.
If we're saying luxury candy, it's the salted caramel.
No. Let's tone it down. Let's go to basic Halloween candy.
Then it's individually wrapped Reese's. It can't be the big package. It has to be the individually wrapped.
The small ones.
Yeah, the small ones.
Well,
but in especially the different colored wrappers. So Halloween time, you're going to get the pink.
I like the Christmas ones.
And no.
The red and the green.
No.
Oh.
It's always I guess it's the same. As long as they're the tiny individually wrapped. But then candy corn, is a staple.
Yeah.
Sorry, Billy.
I can't even buy candy corn anymore because I just...
Eat it.
Eat the whole bag.
Yes.
It's horrible.
And then you convince yourself to eat the whole bag because you go, well, if I don't eat it now, it won't be as soft.
Yeah.
So I have to eat the whole bag.
Yeah. And you just think, I'm going to eat it all anyway, so let's just get it out of the way.
And it's plain sugar is all it is. Just waxy sugar.
Yeah. Well, I like Reese's, but since you guys both said it, I'll just go with M&M's.
Oh, okay.
I like M&M's.
You have always liked M&M's.
Billy loves a good bag of regular M&M's.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is his thing.
Yeah.
All right. And then here's the big one. This can be debated. This is debated all over the world, I think. How old is it? When's the cutoff age for trick-or-treating?
Can I share a sad story? I went when I was in seventh grade, and I was going to go around the neighborhood, and I knocked on a door, and a girl my age had just built a house in our neighborhood at the time. And she opened the door, and every single popular girl and popular guy was hanging out in that house. And I was dressed up in a hillbilly outfit.
Oh, no.
And they just laughed at me, and I never went trick-or-treating again.
Oh.
Ever. And it's so sad because I'm not going to put an age on it.
In seventh grade.
And they all made fun of me.
Oh.
But I thought it was cool because when Billy was older, they would put on their high school football uniforms and go. There were like kids your age that had their football uniforms on and would just dress up in their football uniform and go trick-or-treating.
It was just free candy.
Yeah, it was just free candy. And so I thought, wow, my brother's so cool. He goes trick-or-treating in his football uniform or whatever. And they would take a pillowcase to put their candy in. Yep. And from then on, I did not at all. And I was so sad. Anyways, I'm friends with all those people now. It's totally fine. But if we're going to make this depressing. So, guys, please keep dressing up when you're older because seventh grade me would appreciate it, okay?
I feel like, I don't know.
There's no age limit.
I love seeing the little children at the door. But
is there?
Yeah, when they start getting older, I'm kind of like. But we usually turn our lights out at 8 o'clock because, you know what? You get the majority of the younger kids by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but isn't it so cute to see an older sibling taking their younger siblings?
If they're with a younger sibling, I love it. I will say that. If it's a teenager with a younger brother and sister, I think that's really fun.
And I went with Sean and Austin, too.
Yeah.
Like, I went
around. You did take them.
I went around. Maybe Austin wasn't there. But I went around with Sean and his friends. Yeah. And I thought I was, like, so cool.
Yeah. And I really enjoy seeing. Last year, I feel like we had a few families that were all dressed up.
Yes.
And if that's your thing, I love it. Yeah. It was super cute.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not.
I'm bitter, you guys. I'm bitter.
So,
well,
what's the age limit then?
Okay, well, here's my thing. I used to teach high school and everything, and so when it came to this time of year, and kids said, "Oh, I'm gonna go trick or treat," but my thing was, they're sort of, first of all, give the kids their room. Let them, you know, like if there's high school kids coming in and trying to.
Take you the know, candy.
Take the. I get it. They're on a mission to get as much candy for like the next month, something to last them for the next month. But just make sure they're respectful, and also, don't. Yeah, just like put a little dirt on your face and say you're a hobo, or put a white sheet over your. Yeah. And I'm a ghost. Like, okay, fine. If you're gonna go out and actually take candy from people or ask for candy from people, then put a little effort into it. But I do think. I think high school would be the limit.
Yeah.
For me.
Thank you.
Unless you're a parent and you are dressing up with your kids. But even then, you're probably not taking candy. You're probably just going to
get there
for
the kids.
For protecting my seventh grade self, Billy.
Yeah. So, but if you're going to do it past middle school, then don't put a little effort into it, I'd say.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah. I can see that. Let the kids come and get the candy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But also, I feel like they got to say trick or treat, guys. Give me a trick or treat.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's important too.
Yeah. I say see more trick or treat
and say thank you after.
Yeah. I see more and more of the trick or treat not being said. And I'm like, guys, like we would be so excited to say this.
Right.
My husband loves actually sitting out and handing out the candy. He loves doing that. I don't love doing that.
So I think that's it. So just ask you guys a few Halloween questions, but anyway, we'll see how the reaction. I told my mom and sister, I said, I think it'll go well. I think, you know, we talked some about quilting, talked about sewing and the costumes and we'll see.
Yeah. And I'd actually like in the comments to hear the feedback on your Halloween sewing, if you like it or dislike it or a Halloween tradition. Like if there's something, if your family is like big and goes and dresses up and stuff, that would be cool to see. Mom.
Okay. Well,
and Mom's very stoic right now.
It went well. I'm glad we did it. It was fun.
You survived.
Yeah. And as we mentioned, next we're going to have a fifth Monday listener question episode next week.
On what day, Mom?
On Halloween. Yeah. So
on Halloween.
Yeah. So anyway, we are looking forward to that. And then after that, it's going to be November, and we're just going to jump into. Holiday preparation.
Yes.
And
my favorite holiday, my favorite time of year.
Yes.
So.
And all the things getting ready for the end of the year.
Yeah.
So
we hope that you enjoyed this episode and these fun memories that we had to share today.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for stopping by.